zusammen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this next Agreements Local KB subgroup meeting. You should see the agenda on my screen, and I can share the link to it in chat. We plan to have our next meeting on October 1st, that's in 4 weeks' time. And I'm not sure, Sabrina, you're listed here as minute taker. Can you take minutes today? Is that okay? Are you prepared to do that?
Yeah, I can do it.
Thank you so much. Perfect. We had no homework for today, and discussion topics are the usual development update by Owen, and maybe this can even be combined, I don't know, an update on GoKB search integration work by Owen as well. Is there anything else that you would like to add to our agenda or add as information, comments, questions before we get started? Very good. Please always feel free to add your questions and comments either to the agenda or to the chat in the course of the meeting. I will stop sharing now, Owen, and it's your stage to talk about the development progress update.
Okay. So we are currently working on the remaining features for Trillium, and the two main things here are the GoKB search integration, which as Martina says, that kind of the update on that is on the agenda, but so it's kind of the same thing as the development progress update. But I'll also mention the implementation of acquisition units in agreements. So those are the two main things. Briefly, the acquisition units work is really well underway. I'll do an update on this, of course, when we meet next meet as a whole group. But you can now see this functionality in Snapshot. We have the acquisition units for the agreements, and These can just like acquisition units, they restrict, they are the acquisition units. So if I switch to the acquisition units set in settings, these are the acquisition units I've set up. We have different membership of the ac various acquisition units, and if I look at for instance this one, then this has been assigned to the RM unit, which restricts editing and deleting, and the IA unit, which restricts editing and deleting. So I'm logged in as Deku Admin, who belongs to the RM one. If I log out and log in as ERM staff, who are in the A group, then I can still edit this all fine. But if I look at an agreement in the IB group, which is assigned to the IB unit, then I can't edit that one. The way that edit displays, actually, it's hidden at the moment, but eventually it will be visible but inactive. So there's some tweaks to make to the UI there, but essentially this works as expected. So you can apply acquisition units as you need to, and remove them as you need to. There are a few issues that we need to iron out, but the basic functionality is working. So not specific to local KB, obviously. This is just a general piece of acquisitions of functionality and agreements, but that's the why the acquisition unit supporting is expanded by default. Can I explain why that is? Can't immediately remember. I guess you're suggesting that it shouldn't be. Is that right? Yeah. I'll have a look at that. Thanks, Felix, for spotting that. I'll double check whether there's a particular reason why. I guess, I mean, the only reason I could think of why is if we were thinking it was important to be able to see that up front. But I it is a different behavior to the rest. So I'll double check that with Jill.
Yeah, I don't recall us making that decision, Lauren.
No, so maybe it's, I mean, I ha we have had a discussion about it in the development meeting, and I'm trying to remember why. The nature of that, because I know that that was an issue that Claudia encountered when implementing. Oh no, sorry, that was a different thing. Okay, maybe just an oversight. No, I'm getting confused between the two issues. I think it's just an oversight. Thank you. I hadn't noticed that when I QA'd this. Thank you. I'll make sure that that is okay. Question
Then,
about the order.
yeah.
So it is deliberately at the top of this display. I think and it's at the top because it does seem like a reasonably important piece of information. Just check on the ordering. Yeah, so it appears, I think, after the agreement periods, just as it does in the edit form, because it does tell you whether you can do actions on it. Don't have an issue with it moving particularly, but I didn't want it to get lost at the bottom of the agreement, in the case of, in the case of it having a an impact on what you could do with the agreement.
You see the comment by Felix in chat. Owen, will it display even if there is no data in it? See the EF test agreement that is not the same behavior as the other accordions. Because I agree to you, to me it seems important and it shouldn't be at least at the bottom, because it belongs to the standard information or the overall information from my perspective. But open for discussion. But then the question, like, would it make sense to not display the accordion if there is no data in it?
Yeah, we have discussed this question about displaying with no data. I think it shouldn't display with no data. So I think there's some behavior that needs amending. Yeah, we have discussed, we did discuss that as part of the development. And I think what we came back to there was it would be nice if there was a bit more control for the user over whether things did or didn't display in these cases. But for the moment, I think it should follow the behavior as elsewhere. Let me just make another note, actually. I think that's a good question. Okay. So the other thing to say is that obviously we were expecting to be on the really heading towards the release cycle for Trillium at this point, and so I think some of these issues we decided we would press ahead and get the functionality in, and then worry about maybe some of the finer details once we'd got that release done. And that could be fixed during the bug fix period. In fact, we now understand that Trillium release date will be pushed back somewhat, and I think that could give us time to maybe do a fuller UAT with this, and get some more substantial feedback from you guys. So I think that I'm waiting for an official announcement on the Trillium release timetable, but it seems pretty clear that that will not be the original timetable, and may be pushed back quite significantly. So I think that that gives us time to do fuller UAT and actually get some good feedback from you, such as the feedback that Felix is giving here, just off the top of his head, really. There is no currently, Felix, there isn't an indication, and that's exact. Like we've been, the brief was to try and replicate the behavior, or at least, yeah, replicate the behavior of the acquisition units in other modules. We haven't completely succeeded at that. There are some differences, and sometimes we have decided to do things that we think are an improvement, and that could be another area where potentially we could make an improvement, because obviously we do know which ones you're a member of when you view an agreement, and we could highlight that. And I think that's exactly the kind of thing that UAT could help us get on the development slate and either add into the immediate development or look at for a later enhancement. And as I say, we'll get a chance to discuss again, hopefully when the when we next have a full ERM SIG meeting, and also at that point, hopefully some of the these issues might have been resolved that affect the display information at the moment. But the basic underlying functionality that you that they these acquisition units can be assigned to agreements, and they control what you can do with the agreement, is done. There is some work to do still to display that information relating to agreement lines, but again, the back end work is done. It's just the UI work that needs doing.
And I just would like to add that really those are all good ideas, and where we can improve the behavior, I think this is always what we would like to do. But on the other hand, I think consistency is important as well. So maybe if we think about a UAT or something, it might make sense at least to talk to the EBSCO team responsible for the acquisitions apps, because if we could do something better, then it would be good to do that in alignment from my perspective, because consistency is what always like the community asks for, just as maybe a note to ourselves to have that in mind.
Okay. So the other side of it is the that's more relevant to this group is the JOKB search integration. I don't know if this has moved on a lot visibly since we last looked, but the searching and filters now all work. So hopefully you can see my screen that we have a GoKB search, and I can search, I can filter by the type, and I can search by all of these different things. Sorry, I don't know if this is a So I can search by the different options there. There is a bug actually at the moment that means that the search doesn't always refire, but we are looking at that. So we have search by author there. The currently there's no display, so the next so we are working on the view pane. That is work that's well underway. That is slightly held up because it's included in that is how that interacts with the basket. We talked about this previously. The way it should work is that once you've found a an item, you should be able to view, and if I bring up the story here, And within the view will be a list of the packages that the title is in, and the option to add either the package or the title to the basket. So this is slightly different to the UI in the local knowledge base, but that is that I think that the what I want to do is to bring that interface in line with this rather than the other way around, because I think that that interface at the moment, what you get is multiple lines per package and title to add to the basket. And that makes it a very long, that doubles the length of the list and makes it quite confusing as to what you're picking. So this instead has one row per title in a package, but you have the option to either add the whole package to the basket or to add the title to the basket, the title in that package. And obviously, there's some work to do here to make sure that if it's in the local KB, you get the option to view the title in the local KB. If it's not in the local KB, it tells you that it's not in the local KB yet. And so that's the work that's being done at the moment. And when you add something to the packet to the basket, if it's already in the local KB, there's that just works as normal. So if the title is already in the local KB, or if the package is already in the local KB and that's what you're adding to the basket, that's just absolutely as normal. And if the title is not yet in the if the package is not yet in the local KB, and that should be a very unusual occurrence, because the package, like, because we harvest the package header first now, generally I'd expect the packages to hit the local KB very quickly. But if it hasn't, then in that case, you won't be able to do anything until the package header is in the local KB. There's no action you can take here. So, in a case where literally the package has just been added to the GoKB, you do a search for it, you find it, and your system hasn't yet been updated with that package information, then it will display like this, but it will say package not in local KB, and there won't be an action that you can take. But in the more likely scenario where the package has been added to the local KB, but the title hasn't yet been added to the local KB, so that's going to be the kind of default behavior, because the default behavior for the system from Sunflower onwards is to harvest the package header, but not harvest all the titles. I think that's Sunflower. It might be Ramsons, but Ramsons or Sunflower, that's the default behavior. And so in that case, you will be able to add the title to, and we talked about this before, you will be able to add the title to the basket. And that will add the GoKB version of the title into the basket. So it will take a copy of the data and add that to the basket. It still won't have been added to the local KB at that point. And then if you decide to add that title to an agreement, which is obviously the next step from having added it to the basket, then find the right story. then what happens is that the an agreement line will be added to your agreement. And at the moment, we have the different types of agreement line. So I don't need to do that. Yeah. So we have the unlinked, the external and internal. So this will actually start as an external agreement line because the resource isn't yet in the local KB. But an external agreement line that is for a GoKB resource, there'll be a job that is triggered to make sure that the package is set to synchronize, and that when that is synchronized and when the title is added to the local KB, then that will be switched to a local agreement line, an internal agreement line type with a local KB resource attached. So that will all happen without you having to do anything else. Now, it won't be instantaneous, as we know, there's a delay between these things. Once you're using Push KB, or assuming that we get to the point where most people are using Push KB, that would be much, much quicker, but still not instant. However, with the harvest mechanism, it will have to wait until that harvest has done. So it would. So that harvest will have to have happened, and it will have to have included that title in that package for that to be updated. If not, it will just sit there as an external agreement line waiting for that to happen. So you'll always be able to see, you know, if there are some agreement lines that haven't yet synchronized. The impact of having an agreement line that's not synchronized would mean that you were an external agreement line can't include well, it doesn't works in a different way when you do an agreement export. It doesn't have the full it won't have the full resource details, so you can't do a kind of proper export at that point. So it is important, or if you want to do exports from the system, then having that converted to an internal agreement line is important. But in general terms, it could sit there as an external for as long as you wanted. So if you weren't bothered for some reason to have that synchronized, it could stay unsynchronized. But it will be all automated. So if you add an agreement line something to an agreement that is not yet synchronized, then it will make sure the package is set to synchronize, and it will update that agreement line once it sees the resource come into the system. So, the approach we've taken is based on the discussion we had before. So hopefully that is in line with what people expected. You're never stopped from doing anything. So you should be able to do your work as usual. You can search the GoKB. You can add something to an agreement line. You don't have to worry, particularly at that point, whether it's already synchronized or not. And especially with Push KB, that process will be very automated. With the harvesting approach, as I say, there are still some things that could mean it doesn't get updated straight away. But there's no kind of additional work for you to do as a user there. That harvest does need to happen, and it has to include the data from GoKB. So there are a couple of ways that can be achieved. And that's true currently if you change, if we look at the local KB, if I change the synchronization status, oh, I'm not logged in as a goodness. Super user. we've discussed this before, but with the harvest mechanism, if I start synchronization on that, that doesn't actually start the synchronization. It just means that it will synchronize next time it sees it from GoKB, but it will only see it from GoKB in the harvest if the harvest includes it, which either means an update to the resource on GoKB, which would cause it to be in the next harvest, or a reset of the cursor on the folio side, which would cause it to harvest everything. That's not true with PushKB. So my hope is that really by the time Trillium is released and you're all using this, you're also using PushKB, because that will be the by far the best experience. You won't have to do anything. As soon as you change the synchronization status, that will trigger a resynchronization of that entire package with GoKB and make sure it's completely up to date. And that will happen, as I say, if you add something to your basket, add it to an agreement line, that would happen automatically. Where Felix has asked, in the case where we have a number of real unlinked agreement lines and a number of temporary unlinked, we haven't yet included that as an option, but as part of this work, we will need a way internally of differentiating between X. Well, actually, you're saying unlinked agreement lines. That is different. Yeah. So these will be external agreement lines with GoKB as a source, not unlinked agreement lines. I think that's the plan. So the case where that wouldn't where you wouldn't be able to differentiate would be a situation where you were using E Holdings and GoKB. I don't think anybody does that, but if people were in that situation, each external agreement line has a an authority, like the place that it the external resource that it's pointing at, and that we could, I think, add another filter for that if it was necessary. I don't think we've planned that at the moment, but I don't see any reason why that shouldn't be possible. It's data that we will be storing, so it should be possible to do it if it becomes necessary to make that differentiation. So, yeah, as I say, with Trillium now pushed back, it's going to take a bit longer for you to see this work. It does give us a little bit of breathing space, in a sense that we're not quite as worried about hitting the deadline now that we were. But that work is already underway and well underway. So even though you can't see the view yet, actually, most of the view is written, and it's the stuff with the basket and how that works that is holding up that getting onto snapshot at the moment. Yeah, well, I hope that that'll be up on snapshot pretty soon, at least the view and the work on the process to make sure that that is completely seamless from your point of view as a user. That will be the next step then. And I think that's all I've got for today. So I'm very happy to answer questions or try and clarify anything.
Are there any more questions or comments?
If not, I mean, you can always contact us. We have our Slack channel, and yeah, please write up everything that you would like to discuss or you would like to ask. And then we will have another EREMSIG meeting. I'm not sure, in 2 weeks, I think, and the next agreements local KB subgroup meeting in 4 weeks, where we can then continue discussions. So thank
Yeah, in the meantime, I think I will work on making sure that we have a UAT process in place for when I think there's some things that we need. We're not quite there yet for UAT of the so that's I should say user acceptance testing. So the idea of a UAT or user acceptance test is that we make sure that the functionality is there as we expect, and then get users to use it and give feedback on it. And that can either find bugs or problems, highlight places where the implementation doesn't quite meet with user expectations. And either that can be for immediate fixing or for future discussion or future work, depending on how big those issues are. But I will make sure we have a UAT for the acquisition unit work. If we have time, we could also do that for the local KB, the GoKB search integration work, which I think we will now have time. As I say, the Trillium release deadline looks like it's going to be pushed back, and probably by quite some margin. So that does give us a bit of extra time to finesse these things for Trillium, rather than doing an initial release for Trillium and then maybe getting that feedback and doing further work in Umbrella Leaf. So a delay to Trillium is does give us a little bit more space and time to do that. So I will work on getting those things ready, so we can have some good user feedback from you. But in the meantime, all of the things I've shown you today are up on Snapshot if you want to have a look.
And thank you for the feedback that we received today. So thank you all, and thank you, Owen. Have a good time and see you soon. Bye.
I'll